Okay, I'm a few days behind on my audio booth, so I'm going to try and do two or three today. Today, we're going to discuss the virtual stalking of my wife. Last night, we watched on Foxtel UK TV, UK TV, the final episode of Any Dream Will Do, sort of a sequel series to the Andrew Lloyd Webber audition series. How do you solve a problem like Maria, which was to find an unknown leading lady for his relaunch of The Sound of Music about 4 or 5 years ago, but it was only just played recently here in Australia. Well, the final episode of Any Dream Will Do, a similar series where they're looking for an unknown lead for Andrew Lloyd Webber's own musical being relaunched, Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. Finally, again, I think it was all 3 or 4 years ago now. The final episode was last night. A guy by the name of
Lee Mead.
Lee Mead won, and since then, possibly before then, but since last night, Karina has become obsessed
Just a bit, yeah.
with Lee Mead. I don't know, overstated or anything. It looks like she's finding out where he lives. I hope.
Well, I haven't found that out yet.
Right. But she keeps running into the room after the, because she stayed away from the internet, at least on this topic, so it wouldn't be spoilt for her as to who won. And she'd been barracking for Lee.
Oh, ever since day one.
And since then, she's discovered some interesting gossip since the show. In a way, for her, it's been good. Since last night's episode finished, she's had 3 or 4 years of catching up to do with his life. And what's been going on, and yes, he discovered.
Oh, that he married one of the judges and had a baby quite recently.
Who was the judge?
Denise. Yeah.
What is she?
What do you mean?
She's an entertainer? Or?
She's an entertainer, yeah. But that's not actually why I'm stalking.
No, I thought a good piece of
gossip. He's very talented, that's all. And I'm just, it's amazing what he's done. It's very inspirational.
Actually, both his story and the girl who won the previous series, Connie
Fisher.
Connie Fisher. They both have interesting stories. Connie Fisher was sort of always auditioning and never quite getting the major roles. And Lee was, at the time he entered the competition, was
second understudy for Rael, the Phantom of the Opera.
Right. So he wasn't actually understudy, he was only
second understudy.
And what I thought was interesting is that one of the judges had worked with Lee before in some other production, I think, and said on the final episode that he'd learned something new and that he was wrong and that he was...
You know, he was producing The Phantom of the Opera he was second understudy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he was of the opinion that Lee was no longer understudy material, he was leading man material, which I guess he has been since then. So yes, all very camp, literally. It's quite a camp program. And of course, next week the new season starts, which is what, 2 or 3 years old. I'd Do Anything, a rather appropriate name for a movie show about people trying to get into show business. I'd Do Anything from the song from the musical Oliver, which was relaunched a couple of years ago with the winner of that series, which we both carefully decided not to find out.
That's right.
Anyone who tells me will be killed. And I think it was also meant to be a competition to find the lead, the young boy to play Oliver, as well as the woman to play Nancy, the character of Nancy in Oliver. But I think, I'm not sure if it was by design or if they decided halfway through the season, but I've already read elsewhere that they had to stop the competition for the young boy Oliver, as child psychologists were telling the program makers it's not good for young boys to be under that sort of pressure. What do they know? So, yes, and I think there's another series after that as well.
I can't remember what that one's for.
Yeah. But
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, that's right.
Oh, so Sound of Music. Wizard of Oz relaunch. Okay. Interesting. Or was it for Wicked? You know, that sort of prequel to Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, I hope it's not for Wicked. Anyway, don't worry.
Okay, so you already know who's in Wicked, huh?
Yeah.
All right. But, and yes, Karina, so in her YouTube stalking of Lee, discovered a... the sort of perfect synergy, because I got a bit of a thing for Connie, I can never remember her surname.
Fisher.
She found a Christmas TV special where all the finalists from Joseph's and all the finalists from Maria got together and sang, including, of course, Lee and Connie. This is how we spend our lives.